The Bible tells us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3 in verse 16 says that it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In verse 17, the following verse, Paul writes to the young preacher Timothy and says that it enables the man of God to be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. But you know, some passages of scripture are worthy of our special notice because they reveal much of what it means to be a disciple or follower of Jesus Christ. And that leads us toward the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. When we study particular scriptures, we need to note the context. We need to explore the meaning of these scriptures and then suggest application or allow the scripture to suggest these applications. I want to thank you for being with me this morning and encourage you to come back and be with us each time that we have Bible Basics here on the radio. This morning we're going to look at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, or a part of it anyway, the Beatitudes of the Kingdom. And we're going to notice the context of these Beatitudes. First of all, the setting of this sermon begins with the preaching of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, followed by the preaching of Jesus Christ in Matthew 4, verses 17 through 23. Both of these men, their ministry focused on the gospel of the kingdom. Now, the theme to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount deserves to be repeated because he repeats it in his sermon talking about the gospel of the kingdom, or the kingdom of heaven rather. And this is sprinkled throughout his Sermon on the Mount. We notice it in chapter 5 in verses 3, 10, and then 19 and 20. And again in chapter 6 verses 10 and verse 33. And in chapter 7 and verse 21. So we see the theme of what he's talking about here is the kingdom of heaven. In verses 1 through 12 of Matthew 5, Jesus introduces this sermon by talking about the Beatitudes. And he uses the Beatitudes to start this sermon. The first and last Beatitude both offer reference to the kingdom of heaven. Chapter 5, verse 3. And then again in verse 10. So people rightly call this passage the Beatitudes of the Kingdom. Well, the word beatitude means a state of supreme happiness. So Jesus describes the blessedness of those who would be citizens of the kingdom. So when we dig deeper into these Beatitudes, we first notice the meaning of what they are. They describe the character of being a citizen in the kingdom of heaven. He begins in verse 3 of Matthew 5 and says that they are poor in spirit. They are humble. And that's the opposite of being proud in spirit. They are convicted of their own spiritual poverty and understand their need to have salvation. He says in verse 4 that they mourn. And this is because of their spiritual poverty, the fact that they realize that they are sinful creatures. Just like David did after his sin of adultery with Bathsheba that you can read about him in Psalm 51 verses 3 and 4. Jesus said in verse 5 of Matthew 5 that they are meek, they are gentle, they are easy to be entreated. And it's through awareness of their own spiritual poverty that they are gentle. He says in verse 6 that they hunger and thirst for righteousness. They're looking for what will meet their spiritual poverty. Not a half-hearted search, but a persistent longing to be filled. He says that they are merciful in chapter 5 and verse 7. They are possessing of a forgiving spirit toward others, and they are fully aware of their own need for forgiveness. He says they are pure in heart in chapter 5 and verse 8, possessing a singleness of heart, sincere, honest, and without hypocrisy. In verse 9, he says that they are peacemakers. They are working to be at peace with both God and man. And they're willing to follow in the steps of the Prince of Peace. And finally, in verses 10 through 12, he says they are persecuted for righteousness' sake. They're willing to suffer for the kingdom of God and for Jesus' sake. Now, whether it is involved in a reviling or slander or all forms of persecution. But when we look at these qualities, such are the qualities of those who would experience the blessedness of the kingdom of heaven. These Beatitudes describe that blessedness of these citizens. We go back to verse 3, and he says that theirs is the kingdom of heaven, the same as the kingdom of God. Matthew 4 and verse 17 and Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15. The rule of God, now shown through his Son, or made known through his Son, Jesus Christ. The blessedness involves God's providential rule in our lives. In fact, that's what Jesus speaks about in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 through 33. He talks about having anxiety there and allowing God to take care of us. And he concludes in verse 33 that we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He says in verse 4 that they shall be comforted for the sorrow over their spiritual poverty and other needs, both now and in the future. Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 1, and John tells about it in Revelation 21 and verse 4. In Matthew 5 and verse 5, Jesus said, "They shall inherit the earth." In one sense, even now, like when Matthew 6 and verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." And Mark talks about this in Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. But also in a future sense, with the new heavens and earth that John writes about in Revelation 21. He says in verse 6 that they shall be filled. Be filled with righteousness that they have thirsted after. Philippians 3, verses 8 and 9. And that is made possible through their faith and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and again in chapter 5 and verse 9. But he says they shall obtain mercy in verse 7, experiencing mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ and escaping the wrath that is to come, the wrath of God. Romans 5 and verse 9. But he says in verse 8 that they shall see God. Presently, they see God through their Lord Jesus Christ, John 14, verses 6 and 7. But in the future, John writes in the book of Revelation in chapter 21 and again in chapter 22 that we will see God face to face. Jesus said in his Beatitudes here in Matthew 5 and verse 9 that they shall be called sons of God, even now, honored to be called his sons, 1 John 3. But much more in the future, according to Revelation 21, verses 5 through 7. And again, as he closes out his Beatitudes in verses 10 through 12 by talking about persecution, he said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, with a great reward in heaven, honored to join the company of prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others. This is the blessedness of those who would become citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Now the Beatitudes, they describe both the character and the blessedness of being citizens in God's kingdom. Now before we finish our study on this passage, let's conclude with a couple of thoughts regarding our application of the Beatitudes. We need to understand that not just the Beatitudes, but all of God's commands are not a multiple choice. The characteristics of those who would be blessed are all related to one another. And only those who possess all of the qualities will become citizens of the kingdom. It's not enough to pick and choose which beatitude we want to partake in. It's not enough to be poor in spirit, but not hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's not enough to mourn and not be pure in heart. It's not enough to be meek or gentle or humble, but not be peacemakers. It's not enough to be persecuted, but not for righteousness' sake. So, we cannot pick and choose those qualities that we desire, and leaving the others pushed to the side. And secondly, we need to focus our attention on the characteristics that he talks about here. The blessings and the blessedness that will follow, just as Jesus promised. We need to try and seek to develop a true sense of spiritual poverty, a true sense of sorrow for when we commit sin, and a willingness to be entreated, a longingness for righteousness, a merciful spirit toward others, one that's forgiving and understanding, one that has empathy, a singleness of heart in serving God and seeking peace both with God and man, and a true sense of gladly bearing reproach and persecution for Christ and his kingdom. Prayer and the Word of God will greatly help us develop this type of character in our lives. The Beatitudes of the Kingdom. What a wonderful passage of Scripture. It contains the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and introduces us to the greatest sermon that was ever preached. And in this sermon, it describes the blessedness and character of those who would enter his kingdom. The Beatitudes of the Kingdom is a worthy passage of Scripture. It's worthy of our prayerful meditation, our study, but it's also worthy of our careful application. Now, in light of what Jesus taught about the Kingdom of Heaven throughout his earthly ministry, we cannot afford to neglect the Beatitudes of the Kingdom. So the question is, are you interested in becoming a citizen of that kingdom? Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in John 3, verses 3 through 5. And Jesus answered him and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked him in verse 4, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." You can't be a child of the kingdom without obedience and baptism. In another great sermon in the book of Acts, chapter 2, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost there, we begin in verse 36. "Therefore," he says, "let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And Peter said to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren," or they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter responded, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Again, I want to thank you for being with me today. I encourage you to come back and join us next Sunday morning at 7:45. With a replay of this lesson at 11:40. If you'd like to listen to this lesson again or any others that we have put on this radio program, you can go to the website for the church. That's churchateastside.com, all one word. And while you're there, you can listen to past lessons, read articles, and find the times of our services if you'd like to join us for worship today. I want to thank you again for being with us.